Hey, this is Shannon Kringen, Goddess Kring. It is December 13th, 2023, and it just occurs to me, I've been doing a lot of videos. I've totally forgot to update this podcast. I have a fear of success as much as a fear of failure, and I realize that I beat myself up and for my talent, I feel ashamed of my talent and my beauty as much as I feel ashamed of my flaws. And I know it sounds arrogant to say that. I had triple D breasts. My natural breasts were 38 or 36 triple D, and I had them reduced. I had breast reduction surgery in 1993, mostly because my breasts were so heavy that they were uncomfortable. But I kind of feel like I sort of was ashamed of having large breasts and didn't really like all the male attention, or didn't like that women were jealous of me for having large breasts. And it's like in tennis, in high school, I played tennis and I used to win tennis matches and then feel guilty and ashamed every time I won a tennis match. So now that I'm in my 50s, maybe it's part of being a Scorpio, I don't know, but I have a tendency to feel a little bit envious or jealous of other people that are doing better than me. And I think it's because I don't allow myself to succeed. But if you talk too much about it, people think you're an egotistical narcissist. So I just want to acknowledge some of these tumultuous feelings I'm having. I recently wrote about Fantasy Egg, It's a Mattress, the runaway hit film in Seattle. Here's my Goddess Kring statement that they are using to help promote the movie, because I did see the movie and I worked with the cast and crew in a public service announcement. Fantasy Egg, It's a Mattress is a quintessential example of a movie mirroring its own message. Underdogs can win. The funky, unique, dreamlike, campy, humored scenes create a synergy effect that left me the day after remembering the atmosphere the film created, like it was a dream I had that inspired me and haunted me simultaneously. The mood it creates lingered with me long after watching the movie. Its power in striking a chord with audiences seems to be in alignment with the phrase, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts." The chemistry I felt with the crowd cheering on the characters had a euphoric energy snowball-like effect. The unusual awkward characters and scenes mixing real-life challenges with bizarre surreal fantasy combine in an absurd way that reminds one to not let perfectionism stop them from expressing and moving forward in pursuing their dreams. I enjoyed the instrumental music fading in and out as well. Shannon Kringen, a.k.a. Goddess Kring. And that's just an example of something that I wrote about the film. And then I recently did a YouTube video about feeling a little bit jealous of them, but then mostly just envious, because jealousy is kind of a mean-spirited, I wish I could have what those people have kind of attitude that isn't very friendly. Whereas envy is simply, oh, I wish I could do that. I feel sad and left out. What about me? I want to pursue my dreams and connect with an audience and do multimedia art that connects with an audience. So I probably should go for a walk. And I'm just having all of these mixed feelings. So let's just acknowledge that I am Shannon Kringen, Goddess Kring. I'm probably on the autism spectrum according to the mainstream psychological evaluation that I underwent a year ago. And because when you say you're autistic and yet you seem pretty functional like I do, people go, oh, you're not autistic, blah, blah, blah. And they think you're using that as an excuse, or people think I'm putting myself down. But when I look at my life, I have come a long way. I'm 55 years old now, and I have survived my 20s, 30s, and 40s, feeling self-destructive, feeling moody. I dated so many different men in my 20s and 30s and 40s. I kept trying to find relationships that would work. And now I've settled into, I'm dating somebody right now, and I have other close friends that I interact with, but I'm best living by myself. I never got married. I never had kids. In fact, I had an abortion in my 20s in 1996. I also had breast reduction surgery in 1993. These are some of the biggest choices I ever made in my 20s. And I am surviving now.
I live by myself and I have kind of my own little multimedia empire. Even though I'm a low income person, I work really hard as a dog walker, a pet sitter, a standardized patient for medical students, as doing phys clin exams for people. Like I pretend to be a patient and the people, medical students do breast exams and pelvic exams and check my vital signs and do, kidney, spleen, lungs, heart, you know, ears, eyes, nose, throat, basically head to toe exams on me. And then I give them feedback, me and a bunch of other people that they hire, give them feedback on how their medical technique is. I basically am a paid actor. When they give me a script, I work with medical students. So I'm really good at that. So I will say that maybe I'm not good at getting married and having kids and doing very normal, like domestic things. What I'm really good at is taking care of my houseplants and living by myself and taking care of people's pets, dogs and cats. I recently took care of a cat that had most of its teeth removed and I hand fed the cat. And I love that cat. I miss that cat. So I'm really good at being kind and gentle with cats and dogs. I've taken care of senior dogs and senior cats that need gentle, extra special care. I've taken care of puppies that also need extra special, gentle care. Animals that are shy, animals that are traumatized. I'm a highly sensitive person in that way. I still wish I could be famous sometimes, and that sounds really silly when I say that out loud. It sounds actually ridiculous and absurd. I want to be famous. It sounds completely ridiculous. But what I mean by that is I've always wanted to be recognized for my artistic abilities and whatever my projects are that I'm good at that I do, whether it's pet sitting or dog walking or art modeling. I've art modeled for over 30 years in Seattle. I think I started in 92, maybe even 91. And my public access TV show was called Goddess Kring, and it was on Seattle public access television from 1996 to about 2011. And I have over 728-minute episode videos that I created, and my friend and I, my more tech friend, is teaching me how to take the old VHS tapes and digitize them into MPEG files. So we are slowly turning my VHS and DVD videos into MPEG files that we can put on a hard drive so we can try to make a Goddess Kring documentary film. And so I'm feeling a little bit amazed at the Fantasy Egg It's a Mattress success, the filmmakers, their runaway hit movie, independent film that's kind of a sleeper hit in Seattle. That's amazing. And people are forgiving the movie for its flaws. It's a pretty cool movie. It's very quirky and strange. And I don't know if I can ever be as successful with Goddess Kring. And it's embarrassing to even say that out loud because I probably shouldn't say that. So maybe that proves I'm a little bit autistic, because the kind of ego that I have is I'm not pretending like I'm so cool and I have it all together as a 55-year-old, just like when I was in my 20s and I did my Goddess Kring TV show. I would do both. I would talk about, I would say really wise philosophical statements about self-awareness and spirituality and Jungian psychology. And then I would suddenly flip out and start crying and talking about wanting to end my life and say a bunch of like freak out when you're in your 20s and you hate yourself and you're feeling self-destructive, or you're dating all kinds of, you know, you're dating people and having dysfunctional codependent relationships and you're making all kinds of mistakes with your boundaries. And my self-esteem is pretty much all over the map. I in some ways, I feel very confident. But again, I feel ashamed of my talent and my beauty. If I do too well at something and people are jealous of me or envious of me, it doesn't feel good to me. And I feel like I need to apologize when I succeed at something. I almost feel like I need to apologize. And it's like I will not allow myself to be too successful because then other people will think I'm an egomaniac. I don't know what my deal is. So I'm still trying to figure out how to rise to the occasion and do my best and let people think I'm a narcissist or think I'm an egomaniac, or let people criticize me. And some people say, don't apologize, don't put yourself down, don't let people see your weakness. Don't, you know, but part of what Goddess Kring was all about was I like to think that Goddess Kring is sort of like the Wizard of Oz, and Shannon Kringen is like the little man behind the curtain or the librarian or something. The more nerdy part of me is my more shy, introverted self. And the Goddess Kring in me is like the Wizard of Oz, you know, that's kind of projecting a larger than life version of herself. The part of me that has self-confidence, the part of me that wants to encourage other people, and the part of me that really wants to do what I love. It really hurts my feelings when people make fun of me for doing so many self-portraits, because I am a little bit shy around other people. And when I photograph myself and make myself look as amazing as a Hollywood movie star, it kind of cheers me up and makes it gives me a boost of self-confidence. And it's just fun. It's like I'm being an actor and a director and a model. When I photograph myself and become different characters, I've made collages of myself, portraits, where I look like amplified chameleon, like a different person in each photo. So that's kind of how I'm feeling today, thinking about narcissism and ego and self-esteem and success and failure and feeling a little envious of the Fantasy Agates and Mattress success. And yet at the same time, I'm happy for them and cheering them on, helping promote them, happy that they're using Goddess Kring artist as a quote with Seattle Times reporters and folk singers and prominent Seattle people, Sir Mix-a-Lot, the rapper musician, and me, Goddess Kring, Shannon Kringen, is included into quotes that are helping to promote the movie, and they're trying to get a distribution deal and get green light support for their next project. They're already starting to work on another film project. I would love it if they wrote a part for Goddess Kring. But maybe I'm not supposed to say that like the way I'm saying it either. So I don't know if I can conform to being just a regular person. I'll probably never be famous in a mainstream kind of way because I'm just too much of an outsider, too much of an eccentric person. But honestly, I don't really... I feel like I don't want to fail, but I also don't really want to succeed. So maybe I'll just be in between somewhere. Maybe that is my path, to not really be too successful, but not be a total failure either. I'm in between somewhere. That's so funny. It's the Siddhartha middle way. It's the middle way beyond the duality of total failure versus total loser. Total failure versus loser. Total success versus total failure. Maybe I'm a person that admits that I think it is egotistical of me to want to be super famous. And then again, I don't want to be so famous that people chase me down the street and want my autograph and paparazzi are chasing me and I have to build, like, poor Eddie Vedder that lives in West Seattle. Somebody drove in onto his property and tried to invade his home because they were a fan of his. And apparently he had to build like a big fence or a wall around his whole house and he has to kind of hide out. And yet he does have an amazing career, Eddie Vedder, and he's a beautiful singer and songwriter. But what I'm saying is there's a dark side of being so famous that you can't just walk down the street. But then again, I don't really want to go out in public all the time anyway. So I'm just having all kinds of crazy thoughts today. So this is Shannon Kring and Goddess Kring, admitting all of the weird thoughts and ideas that I have, but knowing that my feet are on the ground. I have an apartment. I live by myself. I take care of myself. I pay all my bills. I work, you know, in several different jobs. I work almost every day of the week. I'm hoping that I'm going to be going. Let's see. What did I write in my journal recently? I wrote, let's see if I can find it. I just updated my Patreon, and I said, because I recently am watching some videos for myself in 1998, screenshots from Goddess Kring 1998. When people tell me don't overthink it, it's really not helpful at all because I'm a deep thinker and I like to think. But if I go around self-defeating circles of thoughts, that's a waste of time and not productive. But I like to think, so it would be more helpful if when I was overthinking it, people told me, think higher thoughts, find your higher self, tap into your deeper wisdom. So I went on and on about autism, or am I an empath, highly sensitive person,
You know, I'm very self-aware. I did improvisational monologues on public access TV for many years. I'm glad I survived the turmoil of my 20s, 30s, 40s, now in my 50s, having new appreciation for my own self-expression, how I can generate new art from archives and remix and re-edit videos, music, and poetry. I'm working on a poetry book called Kringonian Pizzazz and a documentary film called The Goddess Kring, Past and Present. Keeping on with painting shoes, art modeling, doing art car parades. Pretty sure that I'm going to go to Houston, Texas for the Orange Show's 2024 Houston Art Car and Parade Festival, taking place April 6th through 14th, 2024. They find places for us to stay in Houston with other artists and art car people. They provide up to $500 a stipend for gas money, and that's pretty amazing, and I'll keep everyone posted. So this is Shannon Kring and Goddess Kring signing off for December 13th, 2023. Go to shannonkringen.com or find me on YouTube. I do a lot of videos on YouTube, and I am starting to share some of the Goddess Kring videos where I'm wearing clothing on my YouTube channel. The videos where I'm not wearing anything are going to have to be for 18 and over in a password protected website, and or I can pixelate the bikini area and show some video clips on my YouTube, on different social media platforms. Just trying to keep the Goddess Kring archive alive, because it occurred to me that I put a lot of work into those 700 videos on every week for 15 years times 52 weeks out of the year. I have a lot of videos, and they only aired once, and then I just stuck them in a box, and they were just getting dusty in a box. So I may as well take all the Goddess Kring videos and do something with them, archive them, find people that are fans of mine, or even people who were critical of what I did. If they're willing to say something intelligent on camera that would be interesting in a movie, I'm totally fine with constructive criticism of what I did. There it is. So this is Shannon Kring and Goddess Kring. Peace out, and ocean beam, come clean, manifesting dreams. Inner energy, life force, come forth. Black fire, feather rain, straining the stream of consciousness again. Volcano ash erupting green, enchanted fingers filter rain. So there's some of my poetry. It's going to be in the Kringonian Pizzazz poetry book, which will be available for anybody who wants a copy. And I am going to definitely buy a copy for myself. Okay, bye for now. Thanks for being here. Bye.